It's a set and honor to be here today, as I say every week. One of the highlights of my week is to be with you and to talk Divrei Torah. This week's Parsha, Parsha's Matos Maseh, Chazak Chazak Vinit Chazek. We're finishing the Sefer Bamidbar. And we're going to do like we always do. We're going to ask a couple of questions. And then we're going to come out with that major yisod, that major foundation point that we could bring into our lives in a very real way. It's also the Siyum on Yuma, Chazak Chazak on Yuma. The same day, the same parasha today. Unbelievable. The Torah starts off. Perek Lamed Pasuk Beis, Vayidaber Moshe al Roshe Hamatos L'Bnei Yisrael. Moshe is speaking to the heads of the tribes. Ze HaDavar Asher Tziva Hashem. This is the matter that Hashem has commanded. Ish Ki Yidor Neder. If a man goes and he makes a neder, he makes a vow. He says, again, we have the Maseches Nedarim, Maseches Shvuis. The difference between a neder is when a person puts something on himself. He says, I'm not going to do something. Shvua is when a person says, I'm not going to have that object. However, comes along the great Rav Etlinger, the Binyan Tzion. He was also the author of the Aruch Lener. He lived in 1798 to 1871. He was one of the Rabbeim of Rav Samsul Raphael Hirsch, a Gadol B'Torah. He says something amazing. He says, Rashi brings down, now what does it mean, Zeh HaDavar? This is the matter. So Rashi says that Moshe nitnabe beko amar Hashem. Again, we know one of the animamim is that Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest Navi, the greatest leader that ever lived. And when Moshe would give prophecy, he would say, ko amar Hashem, so said Hashem. But the other Nevi'im said, Ko amar Hashem, Moshe v'leim Moshe, shenit batme b'loshun zeh hadavar. So there's this idea that they would say, Ko amar Hashem, that so said Hashem, but Moshe Rabbeinu was zeh hadavar. And asked Rav Etlinger, the Binyan Tzion, right after Moshe Rabbeinu goes into the Nedarim. So why are we, first of all, why is Rashi focusing on the different way Moshe is with the other Nevi'im? Why specifically is that here? And the Binyan Tzion says, why specifically are we reading this right before the 9 days? Which we're getting close to Rosh Chodesh Av, as the Mishnah tells us in Tainis, Nachavav, Mishanichnas Adar Marbin Besimcha, Mishanichnas Av Mematin Besimcha, and we'll talk about it. But ask Rav Etlinger question one, what is the connection between Zeh HaDavar of Moshe Rabbeinu's prophecy with the 9 days and a person making a neder? Question two. Again, these parshas, all the parshas are jam-packed. We have the story with B'nai Gad, U'B'nai Reuven, and later on, Katzi Shevet Menashe. And very interesting conversation between Moshe Rabbeinu and B'nai Gad and B'nai Reuven. And it's very fascinating because in Perek Lamed Beis, right before Pasuk Hei, again, the B'nai Gad, B'nai Reuven, they say that they have all this property in the Yarden, and they have all this lot, they have all this sown, and the bakar, all this cattle. And then right away, there's a stuma, there's a parsha break, there's an opening. Unclear, why is there an opening? And then they say, Vayomru, Imatsanu chen b'inecho yitena ta'aretz hazos. If you found favor in our eyes, please give this to us as a heritage. Don't bring us across the Yarden and let us stay here. And Moshe Rabbeinu is furious. He says, you're like the Meraglim, you're terrible, you didn't learn from the mistakes. And then again there's a parsha break. And the parsha break is right before Perek Pasuk Tezayin. Vayegishu lo vayomer gidro so nivne l'mikneu. What do you mean? We'll build son for our cattle. Varim l'tapenu. And then we'll build cities for our children. And Moshe Rabbeinu turns to them and says, listen, if you go in with the rest of your brothers and you conquer the land of Eretz Yisrael, so then you could go back. What is this conversation? And how come Moshe Rabbeinu What is this stuma? A closure? What's going on? Question 3. We get to Masse. Again, double Parsha. Matos Masse. And the Parak tells us in Parak Lamed Gimel Pasuk Aleph Eilu Masse B'nei Yisrael Asher Yatsu Me'eretz Mitzrayim Lifisim Osam B'yad Moshe V'Yaron. These are the journeys that Klai Yisrael, they left Me'eretz Mitzrayim. And it goes through all the journeys, the 42 Masos. That which I left Eretz, they left Mitzrayim 40 years ago. That which we left Eretz Mitzrayim. What do you mean? Egypt? They got to Egypt 40 years ago. And furthermore, all the Rishonim, all the Achronim are trying to figure out, why do you have to tell me exactly what were their stop grounds, right? When a person goes on a trip, I remember me and my family, when I was younger, we used to always go to Florida. And we would go to Orlando, and then we'd go to my aunt and uncle in Miami, Uncle Gene, Aunt Renee, right? And Orlando, right? It was all the, I don't know what's going on there now. Epcot, people are flying nowadays, right? The whole world has changed with technology. I can't even imagine. Again, I always quote, my father, in a couple years, will be flying around. No more cars, we'll be flying around like the Jetsons, it'll be awesome. And we went on a trip, but the trip was to get to the end goal. And this is to get to Eretz Yisrael. Why do you have to tell me that they stopped in all these different places? And all the Rishonim and all the Achronim discuss this. Why is it? Why are we talking about? There's no extra words in the Torah. The Gemara Menachah says that Rabbi Akiva would even take the little crowns, the tagim of the Torah, and he would learn out things because there's no extra words. So it seems like all these travels are extra. So again, let's just chazer over, make sure we have all the questions. The first question is, Zeha Davar, what does Zeha Davar have to do with a person making a neder? Question 2, what was Reuven and God, their conversation with Moshe Rabbeinu? And lastly, why are we talking about all these travels? The main point was to get into Eretz Yisrael. So what's the Yisoid? What's the foundation point? The Sefarno comes along, the great Rav Avadia Yaakov Sefarno, who lived, again, you got to know Jewish history, 1475 to 1550. And he says, you know what the greatness of Klal Yisrael when they went on their journey? Is that they had no clue where they were going. Moshe Rabbeinu from HaKadosh Baruch Hu would just, you got to pick up and you got to move. Imagine not knowing exactly where you're going. One day it was this, one day it was that. They didn't know. So says the Sfarno, you know what it shows us? You know why the Torah is specifically telling us that the journeys to show how great the relationship was between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Rashi gives a couple different answers. Rashi first says that, you know, we know that we have 42 Masos, but if you do the calculations, really they had 14 right after they came out of Mitzrayim. In the 40th year after Aaron was Nifter, they had another 8. So really for 38 years, they only had 20 Masos. So it's a lot. Traveling 20 places is not so easy, but still it's not so crazy. And then Rashi brings down from Rav Tanchuma Darishbo Drasha Acheres, it's like a king, it's always about a king. Shahayat Bino Chole, his son was sick. V'holicho L'makom Rachok, and he went to a distant place, L'Rufuasa, to cure him. Once they got back, he said, Hitchol Avimona, his father came, Kol HaMasos, he said to him, Kan Yeshnunu, this is where we slept, Kan Ukarnu, this is where we felt cold. What does that mean? This is where we slept, this is where we get cold. Comes along the great Maharal, the great Gor Aryeh. And he says, what does it mean? What does it mean that this is where we slept? Says the Gor Aryeh, this is when Klal Yisrael was at peace. They weren't fighting with other nations. We felt cold. That's the place, that's when they were lacking something. We had a headache. Again, they were in danger. They were fighting. They were fighting with Midian. They were dealing with the Bilams and the Bullocks. Hashem is saying, look, you've had journeys but I'm always there with you. You had tough times and you had good times, but I'm always there with you. I have a relationship with you. It's very interesting because when we had the war with Midian earlier in Matos, when it's talking about destroying Midian and avenging, it says something amazing. It says when we're talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we're avenging, it says, Nikom Nikmas B'nai Yisrael. Hashem says, I want to make, to go and have vengeance against Midian. You know why? Because what they did to Klal Yisrael. And when Moshe Rabbeinu is talking about to Klal Yisrael, it says, Nikmon Nikmos Hashem. So comes along the great Kli Yakar, Rav Ephraim Lenchin, who was the great Darshan in Prague. And he says, Moshe refers to Hashem because it's all about the relationship with Hashem. And Hashem refers to Klal Yisrael because we have this duality. Hashem loves us and we love Hashem. As we know, the summer, teaching in NCSY Kol, they're learning Menachos. They're learning the sugyas of Sefer Torah, of Mezuzah, of Tefillin. And the Gemara tells us in Menachos and Daf Lamed Hey, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wears the tefillin. And Moshe Rabbeinu was able to see, whatever this means, he was able to see the tefillin shorosh, the back of Hashem's head, whatever that means, kaviyokol, Hashem's head. And the Gemara says, Hashem oz lamo yitain, mika'amcha Yisrael, what's in Hashem's tefillin, how great Klal Yisrael is. And what's in our tefillin, we know that we have the Dalit Parshos, the four Parshos, Kaddish li b'chor, v'haya kiviyecha. And we have Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokecha, Hashem Echad. Again, a machlokas between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Where do you put Shema? Is at the end? It was in the third parasha. But nevertheless, Shema Yisrael. Because Hashem loves us. His tefillin is about us. And our tefillin is about Him. Because we realize that our priorities are to serve the Ribbono Shalom. Says Rav Ettlinger in Binyan Siyam, V'zeh HaDavar. Moshe Rabbeinu was exact. He was, as some Midrashim say, he was Aspaklaria Mi'ira, Pe'el Peh Medaber Bo. He spoke directly to Hashem. Other Nevi'im, the Rambam writes in Perek Zayin Hilchos Yisorei HaTorah, that other Nevi'im, they were sleeping. They didn't know exactly what was going on. Some did, some didn't. But Vizeh HaDavar was clarity. Moshe Rabbeinu had total clarity. When a person says, or Binyan Siyam, when a person makes a neder, and he speaks, and he makes a vow about himself, a person needs to watch what he says. He has to be careful of his language, because his language could affect things. A person can make something usser upon himself. A person has to realize what he's saying. He has to sometimes go deeper. And he has to realize even when people are saying something to him, it could mean something more. And you have to go deep. Says the Binyan Siyam, specifically in the 9 days. When the Beis HaMikdash, again, Avilus normally goes with Salvechik. They have a whole Sefer just talking about Avilus. And also Hilchos Avilus, obviously. But when a person loves, he loses a loved one, it goes from the most intense, the aninus, where you can't do mitzvos, to the kfura, to the shiva, to the shloshim, it gets the most intense. But by us, but by Tisha B'Av, it's the opposite. You go from Rosh Chodesh, the 9 days, and then you get to a Tisha B'Av. So says Rav Ettlinger, that the whole idea is a person needs to watch what he says. A person needs to go deep. He has to understand, even when he's deep dealing with people, it's not enough what they're saying. Sometimes they're saying deep things. We have to use our glasses. I remember when I was a little boy, I had surgery. Right, my cousin, Columbia Presbyterian, Dr. Martin Lieb, he gave me surgery on my eyes and Baruch Hashem, they had to give me prisms and Baruch Hashem, everything was great. And when I was in Eretz Yisrael, I never wanted to get new glasses because it's very expensive in Eretz Yisrael to get new glasses, especially when you have so many prisms. So I found a guy last year. He's like, I want to tell you, Baruch Hashem, the prisms helped your eyes. And you're able to, now you could see better. right? And my parents, give a shout out to my parents. They're like, we're gonna sponsor your new glasses. And I got new glasses. And it was like, amazing. The Ribbono Shel Olam, the Nisim and the Flos. I remember seeing the detail of a bee. And I haven't seen that in so long, the little details. Because sometimes you just have to open your eyes. And the Ribbono Shel Olam is doing chasadim to us all the time. And we have to realize that. So we have to be zehadavar. We have to be exacting in our words. Now what's the conversation between Moshe Rabbeinu and B'nai Gad and B'nai Reuven? All Moshe Rabbeinu wants, through all Bamidbar we've been seeing, all he wants is to get into Eretz Yisrael. And now two Shvatim are coming to him and saying, we want to stay here. It's mind-boggling. It's a stuma. Because Moshe Rabbeinu, he doesn't understand it. It doesn't make sense to him. You're going to tell me that you're not going to go into the land that I want to go into so badly? Do you know how many mitzvahs are there? Do you know how there's, the Gemara says in Sota, that there's trumas and maisers? How could you not go in? And Moshe Rabbeinu says to them, I don't get it. You come to me and tell me that you know what it's all about. It's about my tzon. It's about my bakar. And Rashi brings down that Moshe Rabbeinu turns to him and says, it's not all about your tzon. Where are your priorities? It's about your children first. And then your tzon. Where are your priorities? I don't get it. You care about more of your tzon, of your money, of your wealth. Don't you realize that your most important thing is your children? And it's mind-boggling to Moshe. But Moshe says, listen, I don't understand it. You're not going to understand everything in life. You come with everyone, Achdus of all Klal Yisrael. You go and you conquer Eretz Yisrael because it's not going to be easy. We're going to be there. We have to conquer it. It's not easy. As we spoke about at the beginning, Bamidbar, Sefer Pekudim, that there's a transition going into Eretz Yisrael. Again, this is the end of Moshe Rabbeinu's life. Devarim is all that 6-week speech about going on to all what happened within Klal Yisrael. And the question is, they ask, at the end of Maaseh, the only Yirtzeit in the Torah, again, Moshe Rabbeinu, we know, Zayin Adar, he was born and he died, but that's Midrashim. The only Yirtzeit in the Torah is Aaron HaKohen. And when's his Yirtzeit? Rosh Chodesh Av, coming up so soon. Why? Everyone asks, why specifically Aaron? Because Aaron represented Oev Shalom and Rodev Shalom. And we're going into Av. And Av is the time that we have to build ourselves. We have to realize what our priorities are. We have to realize that we're not there yet. Yes, we have Eretz Yisrael. It's interesting. Perek Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Nun Gimel. We learn about the mitzvah of Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban writes that there's a mitzvah of Eretz Yisrael. And again, it's a machlokas. V'horashtem et ha'aretz v'yeshaftem bo. And the Rambam leaves it out. So they're trying to figure out maybe conquest, knocking out all the other nations, and therefore when they came in. So that was the mitzvah of Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban writes that every dalan amas that a person takes, right? Mamish, we're zeiche to be in Eretz Yisrael, that people could come whenever they want to Eretz Yisrael. The Gedolim, the Vilna Gaon, all he wanted to do was to come into Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu, our greatest leader, all he wanted to do was to come into Eretz Yisrael. But we have to realize that although we have Eretz Yisrael, we still are lacking the Beis HaMikdash. We're lacking the Makom HaShechina. We're lacking the Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. I want to do the Avoda already. I know I don't like blood, but I want to do the Avoda already. I want to serve, show the whole world, show ourselves that the Ribbono Shel Olam is the one in charge. And as the 9 days approaches, this is what it's all about. That we realize that we're connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Just to end with the story, we've heard this story in different ways. Just talking about priorities, and we can't get lost. There was a man, and he realized he needs to make parnassa for his family. He didn't know what to do. So he goes on an island. Everyone heard this story in different ways, but it's a good chazara. He goes to an island, and he sees on the island all of these diamonds, all of these And his mom, he doesn't understand it. Why is not everyone kicking the beautiful diamonds that are worth millions, billions? He doesn't get it. And then he comes to the town, and they say, what are you doing with all these rocks? The only thing important is the banana peels. So he works hard and does this job and this job and this job. And he becomes the banana peeler of the world. He made it big. And he's like, listen, I got to get home to my family. I got to bring my banana peels. And he gets on a boat. And he's bringing all his banana peels to his family. And they're going to meet him at the dock. He was away for so long. And he brings the banana peels. And they say, what is this? It's old banana peels. And he says, what do you mean? This is what it's all about. And they say, no, it's not. This is not what it's about. And then he's like, oh my gosh, how'd this happen to me? But then he looks in his pocket, and he has 2-3 diamonds in his pocket. And those diamonds were worth millions. And the nimshal obviously is that we can't get lost. We have to realize our priorities. B'nai Gad and B'nai Reuven decided that their priorities was the wealth, was their tzon. But Moshe Rabbeinu says, I don't get it. But you need to prioritize. So let's just make sure we have all the answers. Zeh HaDavar means, why is it with a neder? Because Zeh HaDavar is exacting. We're about to approach the 9 days, and we want the Beis HaMikdash. It's enough. We don't need any more Tisha B'Av. We want to turn it into a holiday. We know Tisha B'Av is the same day as Pesach. We want to turn it into a holiday. The journeys show, as the Ramban writes, B'Shem the Rambam, and Rashi, and all the Rishonim, the love that Hashem has for us, the love that we have for Hashem, and that Hashem loves us so much. And the story of B'nai Gad, B'nai Reuven, shows us we need to prioritize. Again, we get caught up, right? We're looking at B'nai Gad, B'nai Reuven, we're saying, how did that happen? But sometimes we all get involved with things and we forget about the ikkar. We forget about the main things. But Be'ezras Hashem, we're approaching the 9 days. We have the opportunity to become great. We have the opportunity to give people benefit of the doubt. We have the opportunity to speak Lashon Hara, to speak less Lashon Hara. We have the opportunity to get closer and closer to Hashem. So Be'ezras Hashem, we're in the journey of life. And we always have things popping up at us, because Hashem runs the world. But let's make that journey awesome. Everyone should have a beautiful Shabbos, Chazak, Chazak, as we finish Bamidbar, and let us just keep on growing with the Ribbono Shel Olam.